Earlier this year, a vicious tropical cyclone hit the east coast of New Zealand's North Island, causing enormous damage. Fortunately, the rocket launch pads owned by Rocket Lab survived without significant damage. Most appropriate, then, that Rocket Lab is set to launch a constellation of cyclone and hurricane monitoring satellites from the Mahia Peninsula. This is the company announcement.
Rocket Lab is a company based in Long Beach, California. On April 10, it announced it will launch NASA's TROPICS constellation across two dedicated Electron missions lifting off from Launch Complex 1 in New Zealand next month. TROPICS is an acronym for time-resolved observations of precipitation structure and storm intensity with a constellation of small SATs. The TROPICS constellation will monitor the formation and evolution of tropical cyclones, including hurricanes, and will provide rapidly updating observations of storm intensity. This data will help scientists better understand the processes that affect these high-impact storms, ultimately leading to improved modeling and prediction. The two missions are expected to launch within approximately 2 weeks of each other in May. The first launch, named Rocket Like a Hurricane, is expected to launch as soon as May the 1st, and the second mission, named Coming to a Storm Near You, is expected to follow around May the 16th. The constellation consists of four CubeSats that require launch to a specific orbit at an altitude of 550 kilometers and inclination of about 30 degrees. All four satellites need to be deployed into their operational orbit within a 60-day period, making Electron the ideal launch vehicle as it enables dedicated launch to unique orbits on highly responsive timelines. The two missions were initially scheduled to lift off from Launch Complex 2 at the Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport within NASA's Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia, but will now take place at Launch Complex 1 in New Zealand to support a May launch window that will see the satellites reach orbit in time for the North American 2023 hurricane season. Rocket Lab founder and CEO, Peter Beck, said, "The need for improved climate and weather data from space is acute and growing. Hurricanes and tropical storms have a devastating effect on lives and livelihoods, so we're immensely proud to be entrusted by NASA to launch the TROPICS missions, which will enable scientists and researchers to accurately predict storm strength and give people time to evacuate and make plans. With the 2023 hurricane season fast approaching, time is of the essence for these missions. Because we operate three launch pads across two countries, we can constantly assess the launch manifest and adapt launch schedules and locations based on customer and mission requirements." Will McCarty is program scientist for the TROPICS mission. He said, "The ability to advance our understanding of tropical cyclones from space has been limited by the ability to take frequent measurements, particularly from microwave instruments that see into the storms. Historically, satellites have been too large and expensive to provide observations at a time frequency that is consistent with the timescales at which tropical cyclones can evolve. The CubeSat era has allowed for smaller, less expensive satellites. With modern small satellite design, we designed a constellation that optimizes the scientific utility of the mission in a way that we can launch in a cost-effective manner. These factors enable TROPICS to provide a new understanding of tropical cyclones by decreasing the time by which a given storm is revisited by the satellites."
And we look forward to that launch coming up in a few days' time. Now, we're going to look at another instrument that was launched on April the 17th, attached to a communication satellite, Intelsat 40E. And this is called Tempo. So let's take a listen to our story about Tempo.
A new satellite air quality instrument, called the Tropospheric Emissions Monitoring of Pollution, otherwise known as Tempo, was launched last week into geostationary orbit. This high vantage point allows for the satellite to constantly monitor the same area, a crucial distinction from the Polar Orbiting Satellite Instrument's Ozone Monitoring Instrument and TROPOMI that generally provide only one midday measurement at a location per day. With its sensors permanently fixed on North America, Tempo will provide hourly measurements of pollutants such as nitrogen dioxide, ozone, and formaldehyde during the daytime. Tempo TEMPO is the first of its kind for North America, with its measurement domain spanning from most of Mexico to southern Canada. The spatial resolution of the measurements is expected to be slightly better than a previous instrument called TROPOMI, yielding unprecedented diurnal information on air quality. TROPOMI is the tropospheric monitoring instrument. A similar instrument, the Geostationary Environment Monitoring Spectrometer, was launched in February of 2020, and is currently in orbit above the Korean Peninsula. Sentinel-4, scheduled for launch in the 2024 timeframe, is to be stationed above Europe and will complete a virtual constellation of 3 geostationary air quality sensors focused on heavily populated continents, mostly in the northern hemisphere. TEMPO will produce an order of magnitude more data than previous missions to monitor oil and gas emissions and air quality over the Gulf of Mexico. A primary goal of Phase 2 will be to provide information on how satellite nitrogen dioxide products over the Gulf of Mexico vary temporally and regionally, and how such variability is related to oil and gas production. TEMPO data will be invaluable for comparisons with the United States Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Emissions Inventory. Given a history of well-characterized satellite nitrogen dioxide data, one approach for initial analysis has been decided on. Using data from the ozone monitoring instrument on the Aura satellite, the tropospheric monitoring instrument, and eventually TEMPO, NASA, and the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management will explore methods to detect any appreciable nitrogen dioxide signals or changing nitrogen dioxide concentrations near the Gulf of Mexico's oil and natural gas platforms. Because nitrogen dioxide amounts over the water are much lower than over land, finding a signal or relationships among satellite nitrogen dioxide and Bureau of Ocean Energy Management's emissions inventory will require long averaging periods. The hourly data from TEMPO should provide the best opportunity to quantify the emissions from oil and natural gas platforms over the Gulf of Mexico, which will aid the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management in validating their future inventories.
And that instrument will be checked out over the next few months and provide that very valued data.